Appearing via video from his Florida Mar-a-Lago estate, President-elect Donald Trump called the hush money case against him a, quote, political witch hunt, and maintained his innocence during the brief sentencing.
It was done to damage my reputation so that I'd lose the election, and obviously that didn't work. And the people of our country got to see this firsthand because they watched the case in your courtroom. They got to see this firsthand, and then they voted, and I won and got the largest number of votes by far of any Republican candidate in history.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan issued an unconditional discharge, meaning that while the conviction stands, Trump will not face fines or jail time. Merchan cited constitutional considerations in his decision, emphasizing the need to respect presidential legal protections while upholding the jury's verdict.
The considerable, indeed, extraordinary legal protections afforded by the office of the chief executive is a factor that overrides all others. To be clear, the protections afforded the office of the president are not a mitigating factor. They do not reduce the seriousness of the crime or justify its commission in any way. The protections are, however, a legal mandate which, pursuant to the rule of law, this court must respect and follow.
The case, stemming from a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels during Trump's 2016 campaign, marked the first criminal conviction of a former U.S. president. Prosecutors accused Trump of falsifying business records to conceal the payment, which he denies. Trump, convicted on 34 counts, said he plans to appeal. Joshua Steinglass, Manhattan Assistant District Attorney, said that both before and since his conviction, Trump has consistently trampled on the principles that underpin the American criminal justice system.
Instead of preserving, protecting, and defending our constitutionally established system of criminal justice, the defendant, the once and future President of the United States, has engaged in a coordinated campaign to undermine its legitimacy. Far from expressing any kind of remorse for his criminal conduct, the defendant has purposefully bred disdain for our judicial institutions and the rule of law.
Trump's lawyers have argued presidential immunity and other cases against him have stalled or been dismissed since his re-election. Trump will be the first president to take office with a felony conviction. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.